Okay, another open mic host coming up. A very genial fellow, writes many wonderful songs. Many of them are funny, and he's a great guy. Please welcome Mark Stepakov.
Stand by. Pad that baby.
Take it away.
All right. Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Ellen. What a great night, huh?
Unpad it. Down scope.
These sound guys can't agree on anything, you know. All right. Good. Oh, I hear that. Wow, that's loud. Yeah, there was a lot in the monitor there. Thanks. All right. Well, what a great job by Terrence O'Meara. That was what a set. I was telling him it was kind of the yin and the yang of life there. You know? All right. So I'm gonna play for you a happy, jaunty little number that pays homage to one of the worst mass murderers in the history of mankind. So. Attila the Hun was an ornery guy. If you looked at him the wrong way, he would gouge out your eye. Well, back in the year of 451, everybody was living in fear of Attila the Hun. Attila the Hun, he was nobody's fool. He graduated first in his class at barbarian school. As savages go, he was second to none. Meaner than Godzilla, the dude they called Attila the Hun. He was hairy like a wild gorilla, talking about the Hun they called Attila. You know, he was a stone-cold killer if there ever was one. He pillaged and plundered and looted for fun. Seems that every Roman villa was routed by Attila the Hun. Now with every full moon that would rise in the east, Attila and his horde would partake in a barbarian feast. They ate ribs by the thousands and beef by the ton. Some would die of salmonella, but not our friend Attila the Hun. But by 452, in the year of our Lord, Attila had grown weary hanging out with his barbarian horde. He craved the touch of a woman, which he'd theretofore shunned. He was one conflicted fella, the dude they called Attila the Hun. Now the story is told on a warm summer day. Attila had breakfast at a little Italian cafe. He ordered espresso and a sticky bun. The waitress, she said, "It'll be ready in a minute, hun." Well, her name tag, it said Priscilla, and she was as sweet as a sarsaparilla. Her fragrance of wild vanilla made Attila's pulse run. He took the ring from his nose, stuck it into her tongue. From that day on, she was known as Priscilla the Hun. Attila bought his bride Priscilla a lovely winter coat made of fine chinchilla, and a palace where every pillar seemed as high as the sun. Well, I see my time's up. Guess our story is done. It's a Byzantine thriller about our friend Attila the Hun. He was a natural-born killer, the dude they called Attila the Hun. Coming soon will be Ben Stiller in the story of Attila the Hun.
I can tell this audience has really good taste. One more hand for Mark Sabikoff.